Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I'll admit it, I'm a lousy baker. So when I taste a great donut or a slice of pie that transports me, I'm really impressed. That describes those baked by Miss Wieners. Here to tell us more about her and her baking philosophy is Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's delicious, as always, to be here, Rick.
So who is this Miss Wieners?
So Miss Wieners is a lovely young woman named Wren Wiener, and she's currently baking out of her own licensed home bakery in Winooski. She's originally from the Westchester area and moved up here in 2010 and was working at the original Bluebird Tavern, and then followed that culinary team over to Misery Loves Company, which is where many people may have met her donuts. And she's since gone off on her own to create Ms. Wiener's American Sweets, which is her line of baked goods. And then she has some other things she's working on, too.
What got you interested in her?
Well, I'm not a big sweet person. I'm not sweet at all. I'm very sour. No, I'm not a big sweet head. I don't necessarily crave sweets, but I have to tell you, I did first meet her donuts on the cake stand at Misery, and they are something special. And that sort of put her on my radar. And then I started following her on social media. She has a beautiful feed on Instagram, if anyone's interested. And then the thing that prompted this specific story was about a year ago, a grape jelly donut. And I want to tell you, I do not like grape jelly. I hate grape jelly. But I was intrigued by her Wild Winooski grape jelly donut because it tasted like no other grape jelly donut. And that's what made me say to her, can I go out with you and pick wild grapes next fall? And then it was next fall, which is now.
Wow. For Wren Wiener, this isn't just about baking. This is like a food revolution. So you better explain her worldview to us.
Yes, I love that about her. So she has a long history of activism around food waste. She's 29 and she's been really active in making people aware and trying to rescue food that's been wasted since she was about 14. So when she was a teenager in Westchester, she would actually go into the city and she was volunteering with a group called Food Not Bombs that would rescue food from dumpsters and redeploy it to the hungry and the homeless. She will be happy to tell you, and it's true, I've done lots of research on this, that about 40% of edible food in the world's food system is wasted for a variety of reasons, from overbuying to the fact that we don't want a tomato that doesn't look pretty, all sorts of reasons. So she was always very aware of that. And in college, she actually did what she called dumpster pop-up dinners, where she would literally get ingredients out of a dumpster and cook them. She said people's eyes would sort of glaze over when she would start talking about food waste, but if she fed them from the dumpster, but not told them that, then she would tell them this food all came from a dumpster, they would kind of go, wow. She always says that social change isn't what just happens in the voting booth or on the picket line. It happens in our everyday lives, and eating is something we all do.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about the baked goods of Miss Wieners. Melissa, she's probably best known for her donuts. Why did these become her ammunition for world domination?
Well, I'm not sure she'd say world domination, but for communicating to the world about the issues of food waste, definitely. So the donut itself, she says, is very all-inclusive. It's sort of an everyday luxury. Nobody doesn't like a donut, right? It also, she told me, has a historical connection through the Salvation Army, who apparently in the Depression actually handed out free donuts and founded National Donut Day as a way to raise money for their social services, which I didn't know and I thought was really cool. And she uses a lot of ingredients in both her donuts and some of her other baked goods and pickles that might otherwise go to waste. She's big into foraging fruit from neighborhoods where people just let, unfortunately, them rot on the vine, everything from the wild grapes to backyard apple trees. And in fact, we have a slice of pie right there for you to taste that is made from the wild grapes that she and I picked a few weeks ago.
I better do that while you're still talking.
And apples. Yeah, because you know I'll just keep talking. And she makes amazing sticky buns. at American Flatbread. Should we take a moment for Rick to sigh into the microphone?
Oh, my, my. Transcendent.
Yes, isn't that good? I think everyone knows her donuts, but I have to say her pies are super good. And then the sticky buns she makes for weekend brunch at American Flatbread, she actually mills flour out of the spent grains from their zero-gravity brewing operation. So she really, really likes to use things that might otherwise get thrown away. She started making her own sprinkles out of egg whites that were left over from ice cream operation at Scout and Company, which those two coffee shops are places where her goods are sold, especially the donuts on the weekend.
That's in Burlington and Winooski.
Yep.
So how'd she become a baker, though?
She worked in kitchens since she was 14. I mentioned that she grew up in Westchester. Her parents were house fixer-uppers, among other things, and they actually bought a house in Stratton when she was a teenager, and she started working in the resort there. That was actually her first introduction to Vermont also. And then in college, I mentioned that she cooked a bit, but it wasn't until after a run-in she had with the FBI in 2006 due to her eco-activism, which resulted in her pleading guilty to a charge of conspiracy, even though she and her co-defendants did believe they had grounds to prove entrapment. And actually, one of her co-defendants was later released based on those grounds. But she did end up with probation and house arrest, and that was when she started seriously baking and working in restaurants, because as she jokes dryly, what else can a felon do?
Now, you mentioned the pies. You mentioned the donuts, the sticky buns, but you also teased us earlier and says other things. So what other foods is she making?
So she actually makes an awesome gluten-free brownie. It's like the fudgiest thing in the world. And she does specialty cakes. She does a lot of wedding cakes. She has an amazing beet chocolate cake that I've seen her do. And she has a newer line, which is actually part of the whole food waste strategy, called Fickle Pickles, where she's trying really hard to build relationships with local farmers. So if they have an abundance of seconds of any sort, she can work with them to turn those into canned and pickled items. And those are available. You can find out where everything's available through her website. And for people who are intrigued by the idea of all the food waste work that she's been doing, there's a really awesome event Wednesday, November 11th, 7 p.m. at Arts Riot on Pine Street. She's involved in a screening of a movie called Just Eat It, which is about food waste and food rescue. And she's going to be serving a food that she's made with ingredients that would otherwise have been wasted, such as fallen peach jam, brown banana bread, and bruised apple cake. Don't those sound delicious?
Do. They absolutely do. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.